Myself, along with some other really, really fine scholars, Bible scholars, are working on a course for the master's degree in eschatology. You'll be interested. Stay tuned. Welcome again today to All Things Apostolic on this, last Monday of July. That would be July the 29th. We are glad that you are with us, and we're going to have a good time today. We're going to talk about some things that are always interesting. So stay with us. Now, recently, a lot of people, of course, anytime there is war and there's trouble in the earth, the last days, to use a biblical term, comes to people's minds, and they become aware that the Bible does talk about the last days, and they begin to wonder about the last days. And so right now this is happening. Everybody from Jordan Peterson to Tucker Carlson is talking about the Bible. And I'm not sure how much Mr. Carlson knows about it, but he's been talking about it on a pretty in-depth level. I don't know who he's been listening to or reading, but anyway, people are just interested in the Bible, and they're interested in what's going on. And so it's really the things that they're interested in is the end of the age, or what we would call it in a little more formal statement, the consummation of the present age. In other words, what is going to happen at the end of the age that we live in? What's going to occur? So there's no way to know that because it's still future unless we have that revealed to us by God, of what the future is by the other world, and tells us what is coming. And so the Bible gives us, graciously, gives us things about that. Now, you got to understand the Bible's only got, 66 books, and it deals with the breathtaking universal scope of the human experience within on the earth and also within the universe. And it deals with things both we would call terrestrial, earthly, dirt, and celestial, heavenly, and in the heavens. So all of this, somebody says, well, when you start talking about that, it gets kind of out there. Well, you can just look up and tell there's a great big out there, and that there is an earth, and that there are the heavens, and now we know, as has never been known before in history, until the Hubble Space Telescope was shot up in the air in the early 1990s, as I recall. And it orbited the Earth 300 miles high, and it looked millions of miles out into space, showed things that have never been known in the history of man just since 1990. Well, they just, on Christmas 2022, launched a brand new telescope that is not 300 miles above the Earth and circling the Earth, but is a million miles above the Earth and circling the Sun. And I'm telling you this from memory, so if I miss a little bit of the statistics here, bear with me, but it's called the James Webb Telescope, and it can see things many times further than can the Hubble telescope. And yet, in looking further, they have found more of the same. It goes on, it goes on. And so, beginning in 1000 AD, a man sat down and each night counted stars and kept track of it until he counted every star in the sky that he could see. And he said, there's 1,045 stars. That was basically believed for like 500 or 600 years by general populace. As early as 1920, people still thought generally that that the Milky Way galaxy was basically the entirety of the universe, and didn't know much more about it, and never dreamed that there were millions and millions of Milky Ways or galaxies. Millions of galaxies. And now they would tell you that there are hundreds of millions, maybe trillions, or even what's next, I guess quadrillions of galaxies. And they go, and there's no end. It just goes on. And you can get into this until it's so enormous that people can't even imagine. So here's Earth. And yet, in Bible, we have prophecy from the prophets in the Old Testament, beginning in the Old Testament. They prophesied what was going to happen at the end of this age with the universe. The irony of it is that in many respects, as far as natural changes in the earth, in the sun, the moon, the stars, the universe, science and the Bible agree on some of these things that's going to happen. And so this is a pretty amazing thing that they agree how the age is going to end. In general, they agree. I'm talking about the natural part of it. So the end of the age is talked about by the Old Testament prophets, and you can go through. We're building a course, and in building that course, it's a master's level course in Wilson University that it will be ready, God willing, in 2025 on a new master's degree that we will be offering. What I'm talking to you today is about is just part of the introduction, just a very small part of the introduction to that course. And the content is what we call eschatology. And that's a great big word. It's not an old word. It was first used in the 1800s, but it is actually derived from the word eschaton, E-S-C-H-T-O-N. And this word eschaton is, in Greek, it means the end. So there's a rest home, there's a convalescent home, not just a rest home, but for older people that are still ambulatory and have cars, they can go there and get an apartment. Or people who need in-home care, they can go there. Or people who are even sicker than that, that they're close to death, they can go. It's called eschaton. Well, it maybe if some people knew what the name means, they may not want to go because it means the end or last things. So eschatology is the study of last things. And these last things are things at the end of the present age. So Scripture is not merely a history of the early human race. Get this, it's not really a history of the early human race, but it's a divine revelation of the meaning of human history. And here's an important point. There's no other book on the face of the earth that I know of that gives you the meaning of human history. Because if you're living in human history, you can't be in the thing and extrapolate out of the inside what is the meaning of it. This is why people that are secular will say, and some will say with great vehemence that they can't prove, but for whatever reasons they are vehement about it, that there is nothing else. It's just you live, you die, you go back to dirt, and that's the end of it. However, that's not the biblical message. And there's plenty to counter these ideas. This is one of the reasons why there have been laws in America for many years about against helping somebody take their life for whatever reason they may choose. They decide they just want to die and they want to kill themselves. Well, that's been against the law for many, many years. This is because there is a value to human life. In that case, it's an unspoken reality that there's a value to human life. Therefore, it's wrong to take it. That, in fact, human life is a gift. And it's a gift from God. And that gift from God, that we actually, our lives, belong to God. And that when the time for us to go, God will take our lives. Then that's not the end, though. The death is not the end. This is the biblical message. There's more to come. Now, we'll be talking about all of that in this course. It's I often think of Christian leaders that never take courses like any of this, and I wonder why. I wonder why would they not want to know the content of what they're supposed to represent and what they're supposed to be preaching. Now, one thing is that you can get by without knowing all of this and be saved without knowing all this. But if you're a leader, and this is kind of a little challenge here, if you're a leader and you are leading people, they have these questions and the Bible has these revelations. And what is your responsibility as a leader? Doesn't it include leading people and understanding these? So you get it. So this is what the course is about that we are developing, along with a number of really other exciting courses. But I don't have time to get into all that today. This is all coming in 2025 from Wilson University. But the revealing that the Bible gives to us from these prophets is a selective presentation framework in which divine purpose in the earth is revealed. It's woven through the whole of history. And it eventually leads to preconceived conclusions. So don't you ever wonder what those preconceived conclusions are? Divine conclusions? Well, they're given to us in Scripture. And within this conclusion framework is revelation of final judgments in which decisions of nations and individuals, those decisions determine their respective destinies. So eschatology is a theological construct of biblical prophetic revelation which unfolds these realities. And central to this unfolding is the nation of Israel, which is the subject primary in the Old Testament. Now, the fact that that's true needs to be explained. So again, here, just a little challenge. So how do you explain that to people that you lead if you don't know it and if you've never learned it? So I'm encouraging you to remember this and sign up for this class and be a part of this. You can understand this. This isn't something that's beyond you and I being able to understand this. The reason for the central place of Israel will be discussed in depth in this class. And if I had enough time today to take this discussion a little farther, it would be discussed in this discussion, but I can't get there today. And so one can actually observe biblical eschatological statements, for example, on four primary levels. Do you know what they are? Well, I'm going to tell you what they are. It's pretty interesting. I'm intrigued by it. Those four levels that eschatological activity are things happening in the end time, those four levels that it's going to happen on are national, global, universal, and individual. And Scripture, in amazing manner, wraps all of this into an amazing compressed fashion the enormous complexity of world history. It constellates all of that and compresses it into revelation of the end time. And this description identifies the massive trajectory of forces and actors in the drama in which the age is hurling towards a culminating destiny. And this is seen on a national level with God's Old Testament chosen people of Israel. The national level is then often attached to eschatological descriptions and predictions on a global level. And finally, the prophets prophesy of aspects of the end of the age events which reverberate universally. So you've got national, you've got global, you've got universally. Old Testament eschatological content is almost exclusively national with Israel, but it is caught in the great global and universal radius of events occurring at the end of the age. So you can't just study the national without also studying the global, what's happening globally as it happens to the nation, and also universally, because things universal are taking place. And let me just think a minute here. This isn't in some notes or something that I'm reading to you, but these apocalyptic unfolding events that take place are revealed in Scripture on a natural level and on a spiritual level and on one more level. And so those are part of the things that we will also go over in this class, but they are a social level. So you've got those levels of activity going on in the earth in the end time. Man, I want to talk about this more, but my time's up. We'll try to get back to a little bit of this later. In fact, if you let me know if you want to get to it, it'll help me to know how far we want to go. But you need to be ready to take the class. If God tarries till next year, you need to be ready to say, I'm going to suck it up and I am going to do it. God bless you.